with the tea. It's me, Lady OC, and we're healing the mind, body, and spirit. This is my open diary. I'm sharing my experiences with you while I embark on this healing journey. I'm clearing out the clutter. I'm settling myself emotionally, and I'm healing my body. I'm here because I need to be. I'm here because I want to be. The gift of speech and the gift of text flows through me. I want you to hear me, to feel me. So let's get into this healing, because it's not just a journey. It's your lifestyle. Gratitude.
Greetings, it's me, Lady LC, and let me welcome you in. You are here tuning into Honey Love with the Tea. I'm here healing the mind, body, and spirit through my open diary. I share my experiences, whether they're current, past experience, whether it's a physical experience, or if it's a experience just in life and lesson and love and learning and health. However the experience is mine, I share. So I want to go ahead and tap in and just get right into the episode. So recently I went and did Reiki. So for those of us that do not know what Reiki is or aren't familiar, Reiki is an energy healing practice out of that the Japanese use. And it's about healing the energy points in your body. It's about moving energy. There's different types of Reiki, but Reiki at its basic level is basically healing energy, energetic energy for the body. The practitioner uses their hands, and I've heard some practitioners or Reiki masters say that they touch, others don't, others do both. The one I went to, she asked if I minded touch, and I don't. So she does touch and not touch. Some of them hover over your body with their hands, and the Reiki energy pulls them to certain places. They have their standard techniques that they do, but then they listen to where Reiki pulls them, the energy that they're using through their hands. I chose a session where Reiki was not going to be silent, I guess. The Reiki master was like, usually when I do these sessions, the standard Reiki, I don't speak. But for this session, you will be hearing tones and tunes coming from me. And that's just what the energy is calling. So I didn't know what to expect. She asked me, did I have any questions? And me, yes, I'm an air sign. I generally always have questions no matter what the situation is. But I told myself today that I'm just going to go with the flow. I told her, I said, no, I don't have any questions right now. I'm just going to go with it and see what comes out of it. So I lay on the bed. It's like a massage bed situation. So if you've ever gotten a massage, you lay across this bed with a white sheet. The room is all zen and serene. It has meditation music playing in the background. She got her salt rock and her waterfall going. It's slightly dark. Yeah, that's my vibe. I understand the vibe. We got to set the mood. Okay, so I lay on the table. She don't tell me to close my eyes, but I do. I am facing up, so my back is on the table. And I hear her begin to like walk around me. So as she's walking around me, she's shaking something. It's either beads or something. She's shaking something. She's walking around the table doing a full 360. And then all of a sudden, we ain't really hardly started yet. I guess she's doing something with energy. That's how I take it. Because I've had other type of energy healing situations where they're clearing the energy. And I forgot she lit sage. So this is the beginning of the process. So when I lay on the table and she's doing her thing, she's starting up. I start to feel this pain in my right arm. So it's a little bit of backstory. So a few weeks prior, I had got blood work and they had a hard time getting blood and they hurt me. The nurses hurt me, like I was hurt. A week after I got the blood work, I started having nerve pain in my right arm, in my like up like my shoulder area, and this basically on the same arm but a little bit higher, and I knew it was nerve because they definitely struck some shit. So that went on for a little bit, but before the Reiki session, it had subsided, it had relieved, and I thought it passed or whatever. But as I'm laying on this table, when I'm on this table, she starts shaking her beads and walking around me, the pain starts to resurface. So me knowing something about energy, I know when things are stuck in the body, sometimes they can be laid dormant. And when you're doing things to waken things up in order to get them out, you may feel a little pain. You may feel some discomfort. So I'm like, shit. I said, so it wasn't gone. This pain was not gone. So that's happening. So I'm like, okay, she might be legit. So then now she starts at the top of my head. She's standing over me at the top of my head, and you could feel the warmth, the heat. I don't even know if her hands are hovering over me yet, but I know that I hear some shamanic tones coming from her voice. So mind you, at the beginning of this, I said Reiki was used by the Japanese for energy healing, right? So shamanic, that's Native American, that's indigenous of other places. So I'm like, okay, because I've been to a shaman and I listen to shamanic tones and music when I do my plant medicine. So I'm familiar with the tones and sounds that they use. So I'm like, okay. And I remember when choosing a session, she does do shamanic healing sessions too. So she probably just combines her practices and she's skilled and intuitive enough to use them. So I'm like, okay. So I'm hearing these tunes and they go low, they go high. And they're just resonating, I guess, with that part of the body. Because she said, you're going to hear these tunes and tones coming from me. That's just what the energy is calling me to do. But all the tunes were like shamanic and sounded ancestral. I was just like, okay, I was like, this is my vibe. So when she starts at my head, and during these practices, she's also incorporating chakras. Now, chakras are Indian, like Middle Eastern thing, Eastern practice. Chakras are also known as just energy points. They're also known as meridians. They're also known as just the parts in the body that we call the endocrine system. Like the different glands. So it's just different energy points in the body. But chakras is what a lot of people refer to them as, and a lot of us have taken on to those phrases and learning that way, which I'm into chakras. So she starts at my head, like I said, and I'm feeling the warmth, like I said. Now I'm just relaxing. Now there's nothing really going on. I feel the heat, I feel the warmth, and then she starts to have these shamanic tones come out of her mouth, and I'm like, okay. And as she moves down my body, I can tell that the tones either get heavier or lighter. And I don't really know what that means, like deeper and darker. I don't really know what that means for that chakra or that part of my body. I'm just going with it. I'm not interrupting the process. But during all this, my arm is fucking killing me. Like, I'm like, oh my goodness. The pain was even worse than when I had the pain from the initial start before coming to Reiki. And I'm just letting it go. I said, I do not want to interrupt my session. So I try to kind of like move a little bit to make myself a little comfortable. And it doesn't work right away. But as she moves down my body, she goes to the left side of my body. And she's up towards the heart chakra at that part. And she's like kind of like hovering over me. I can feel her presence hovering over me, her hands. And I feel warmth there. And then she kind of moves downward towards the solar plexus, but she goes across. So she moves around to the right side of my body now. And I felt when she put her hands over me on the right side of my body over the solar plexus, I felt extreme heat and also extreme comfort. Now, I've alluded to things that I'm healing from before. And mind you, the things that I'm healing from our solar plexus issues. So it's ailment that is occurring in the stomach digestion area. And also my heart emotionally. So when she kind of hovered there, I was like, yeah, she legit. The energy is pulling her to stay here. And she also hovered for a longer period of time over my sacral chakra, which is the area of feminine energy and creativity. And lately, I'm not even gonna lie, my creativity has been on a 2 instead of a 12 because I'm a highly creative being. I'm very creative. I'm very excited to create new things. I think of new ideas outside the box. And even if they aren't new ideas, I'm always putting my own touch on things. My brain works in a special way. And lately, I've been seeing that my creativity is slowing down. My output, my, you know, that happy place. But anyways, so then she moves down to my legs. She's not there that long. My feet, she's not there that long. She did rub on my temples. She did rub on my forehead. Oh, and let me go back. When she started at my head, right, she was like kind of tapping like at my third eye. And she was singing. And I can feel things like being pulled from me. So that was interesting. So this was a 30-minute session. At the end of it, she was like, okay, we're done. Do you have any questions? I was like, no. I really just had statements and comments. And I did ask her, what is typically other people tell you they feel? How should I feel after this? And she was like, you need to drink a lot of water. She also said, your dreams may be a little weird for a few days. But other than that, drink water and just rest. And I was like, okay. So I'm used to those type of instructions when I've done something to clear energy, because you don't want to be disturbed with many things because you're open. So energetically, you're open. So you're prone to certain things energy-wise. Anyway, so what she did say to me, though, is she said it was weird because when I got to this area, which is your sacral chakra, the Reiki didn't want me to leave. So as I tried to move down towards your legs, because the sacral chakra is at your sex organ, so that area, she was down like by that area. And so below is the root. And she said she was trying to get to my legs and my knees and my feet. But as she went down, she was just being called back up. And she said, so that tells her that area is like, don't leave, I need more healing. Those were her words. And then she said, also interesting enough, for your solar plexus, this area here, I also tried to move down and it would not let me leave. And so that tells me the same thing. It's not ready. The energy is needing to stay there. It's needing to be there. Now, she said that the sacral chakra, that pool could just be when women are on their period. It could just be stronger down there. And I was on my cycle, but before even her telling me that, I noticed something about my sacral chakra anyway. Before being on my moon cycle, I already noticed that something's going on. My feminine energy, I'm off balance. I'm not being creative. I'm not giving myself enough. I'm not putting out enough. It, you know, so I already recognized that. So it could have been a combination of things, me being on my moon cycle and also of just the energy period. And so I told myself before I went to this session, I said, if she says anything about my solar plexus, then I know she legit. And that's exactly what happened. She said something about my solar plexus in terms of a lot of healing needing and wanting to be there. Okay. I want to say wanting, because side note, I was listening to this spiritualist speak and she was saying that, actually, no. Well, yeah, she could be a spiritualist. It was another Reiki master I was listening to. She was speaking on YouTube and she was saying the soul is wanting, the ego is needing. So I want to say want. So that healing energy wanted to be at the solar plexus because it's at a spirit level. It's a spiritual level. So anyway. So that was my experience with Reiki, and I will definitely do it again because apparently there's different types and different ways that it could be done. It's not all just one standard type. And so I not only do I just want to experience all these different things from different cultures and different backgrounds and different that come from different areas of the world, I go in with intention. So I don't just choose a session just because, or I don't just choose to participate, for instance, in plant medicine, rapé, hapé, just because. I don't just take note of the chakras just because. I don't just wear my different beads and amulets just because. I actually think about me. I actually have intentions. I actually think about what those things in terms of energy gives me, what it's producing, what its own characteristics are. What is it supposed to help with? I'm just not one to say I need to do this just so I can be able to help other people and say I did it. No, I want it to benefit my life experience, what I need, okay? So, yeah, so Reiki was definitely a great experience. And I'll tell you afterwards, so the same day when I left the session, I was more emotional than normal. And mind you, I'm on my moon cycle, so there's another thing with the hormones. More emotional than normal, and a lot of things was coming out just out of the blue, more than normal, because I'm very aware of myself, so I know when things intensify, I know when things have subsided, I know when things are trying to resurface and come back. And things were just definitely intensified for me that day. And I kept, you know, trying to just monitor myself and trying to be aware. But I probably did have a few slip-ups just interacting with other people. So I just tried to tone it down and stay to myself. I did some cooking and some dancing to release some energy and to just help my creative juices. That night I did have several dreams. When I say several, I mean, I woke up feeling like I did not sleep at all. Like I was just walking through the spirit world and dream world all night without any rest. And even though I had so many, I still couldn't remember what the hell I dreamt about. I just had like little pieces and clips in my head of people and thinking I did something. I actually took a nap that day too, and I had a dream during the nap that was crazy, that I thought I was texting somebody, and it felt so real, like super real. Like I woke up and went to check the thread, and the text wasn't there, so I said, shit, I was dreaming? Anyway, and I was texting the person about a dream. It was crazy in my dream. So that night though, yeah, like I said, I had several dreams. I woke up like, did I even sleep? So then the night after, which is 2 days after the Reiki session, I had another weird dream, and this dream was quite disturbing, and actually it was sick, disturbing, and something that I wouldn't normally ever dream about, and I don't even want to share it and talk about it, but it was sick and disturbing. And if I told the person that was in the dream what the dream was about, this person would look at me fucking stupid and not believe me. And it would look at me like, I can't believe you would think that would be me, type of deal. Like, and it wasn't a warning dream. It wasn't, because I feel it. It was just a out of whack dream where your subconscious mixes up information and places it where it does not need to be. And I'm aware that I was going to have some crazy ass dreams, because the Reiki lady said your dreams might be a little weird. But yeah, that was my experience with Reiki. And it was really eye-opening. It was relaxing. It brought up some things. Physical pain. Emotional pain. It brought on a lot of energy that I thought was released, bought on crazy dreams. It really helped me with my discernment, like what to believe is real and what not. And I really just like that part of it. I like how she was including shamanic things, and I don't know if she was intentionally, or this just was what was happening. It was like she was including shamanic tones. She explained the chakras. You know, I like how that combo was. I like how it existed in the way she did. She expressed her practice as a Reiki master, and I will definitely go back again. And one thing I will say, because I am training, being trained by spirit, by my ancestors, by my higher self, to get ready for the next stages of my life that have more to do with other people than me. And during this training process, there are several lessons. My biggest, most important training moments have to do with my own emotions. I came here with a lot of emotions, a lot of things that are unsettled, and then things that happen in this life that trigger those emotions. And when I say I came here, I'm talking about past lives. I'm talking about just what I've chosen in heaven to take part in order to grow, to get to the next stages, to be that egoless human. And my emotions hurt me. They hurt relationships with people that I deal with, whether it's platonic or not, whether it's business, professional. They make people not want to work with me because they're not sure which way I'm going to go. And I'm often protecting myself, so my demeanor comes off really hard when I'm not hard at all. I'm really soft, I'm really feminine, and I'm super caring and super empathic to the point where I used to not be able to know what emotions are mine and what are other people's. And those are my lessons. So those things keep coming up to see where I am. So what I will say about the Reiki master is that the child in me was looking for some emotion from her. And I forgot to tell you guys, I cried too. When she got to the heart and stuff started happening, I was crying. I was releasing at the table. And I just let her go on with it. But anyways, what I was looking for from her, the child in me, the things that I was missing, was a more nurturing approach. As she was explaining these things to me, I actually was looking for her to ask me if I was okay. She did ask me how did I feel, but I know she saw my tears. But what I remembered on site at that moment, when my inner child was creeping in about to take things personally from this stranger that I don't even know, that she don't even need to react to me a certain way. Like, I have to be able to manage my own emotions with a stranger that I'm paying to help me through something, right? But the inner child in me, it was like looking for a nurturing moment, because that experience was actually, it was moving to me, okay? But what I will say about her is that approach of her being in the middle, being neutral. She wasn't rude. She wasn't mean. She asked me how I was feeling. But I can tell she was protecting her energy. She knows how to protect her energy. Because doing what she does, I'm pretty sure she's intuitive. I'm pretty sure she's highly empathic. I'm pretty sure she has some type of psychic ability. I'm pretty sure of it. You don't just go into that type of practice just doing Reiki. There's other stuff that pull you there. There's other gifts that you have. And I admired the fact when I left, when I thought about and reflected on all of this, that she was in the middle. She was neutral. She was enough there for the client that she needed to be. But she was also able to protect her energy, protect her own emotion. And that is a true level of expertise. And being somebody that has special gifts to help other people. So that's where I am heading. And that's one lesson that I took from that. That was a personal lesson that I learned from this stranger without her even knowing she's teaching me something. So anyways, that was my experience with Reiki the other day. Thank you for tuning in to listen to me. Like I said, my name is, I go by Lady LC. And this is my podcast where I'm healing the mind, body, and spirit. Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary. Have a beautiful day and gratitude.